Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Rodgers back. Pass rush holds. He's going to throw a bomb down the field for Devontae Adams in a double coverage. It is intercepted by Richard Sherman, who will go down. And the 49ers are going to win the game and win the NFC Championship game and go to the Super Bowl.
This is After Hours with Amy Lawrence.
Coming up, the surprising ratings from Championship Sunday in both the NFC and the AFC. Now we got a couple of weeks to get ready for the most watched TV show on the entire annual calendar. Niners and Chiefs will spend a week working on their game plans in their respective cities, and then they will head to Miami for the party. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, CBS Sports Radio. Greg Papa with the call on the Niners Radio Network. And we're excited to head to the Bay Area now and welcome Jennifer Lee Chan, who covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area. Jennifer, 24 hours later, dust is finally settling. If you think about the buzz in the Bay Area right now, how excited are the fans about having this team finally head back to the Super Bowl since it's been 25 years since they won?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. You know, people have not been wearing their 49ers gear around for a little while, a little bit of embarrassment, I think, just kind of a little bit of a humbling experience the last, you know, 6 or 7 years, of course. And now you just see it everywhere. You see it in the airports. You see it in the grocery stores. People are wearing all of their gear, the old stuff, you know, the classic stuff to the modern stuff with Bose on it. It's been fun to see.
I remember, and you talk about the bleak years, but I remember when they first opened Levi's Stadium that the Niners actually weren't drawing a lot of fans. That definitely wasn't capacity. I remember seeing a lot of empty seats. So what's it been like now to have the stadium be full and sold out and just all excited?
It's really been great for the players. I mean, unfortunately, the press box is behind this, like, really, really thick glass, so we don't really get to feel the full ambiance of it. I know. So we're kind of like, we get a feel of it, but not as much as you would be out in the stadium. But even pregame, I mean, Jerry Rice was out on the field talking, and there was a huge Jerry chant going on. I mean, you can definitely hear the chants, the defense. I mean, the crowd is hyped. I've heard from people that are in the stadium that no one's down for the entire game, so the entire crowd is standing and yelling for the, you know, the whole duration of the 60 minutes, and it's really a fun atmosphere, and it's nice to see that the stadium is kind of getting its own now. It's kind of getting a little bit of a character, because prior to that, you know, it was a little bit sterile. They wanted it to be kind of a facility that does, you know, everything, concerts and wrestling and monster truck events. So for it to really kind of be calm, the 49ers home has been fun to watch.
So the royalty was really cool, these two playoff games. You mentioned Jerry Rice, and he was on TV every 5 seconds, it felt like. But I remember even watching Joe Montana walk out onto the field before they kicked off a week ago, and then Steve Young being there too. I mean, that's kind of neat to have the gap be bridged here between those glory days of the Niners when they were relevant, and then when they were a Super Bowl contender, what felt like every year, and now this team that's finally got that presence back.
Yeah, and it, you know, it's kind of one of the things that John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan really wanted to do when they got, you know, into their positions. John Lynch and, you know, obviously Kyle being Mike's son, both have such strong ties to the organization. Also, John Lynch being a Stanford guy, they really wanted to make sure that those doors were open to all the alumni that want to come back. And it's really been a change where from when Harbaugh was there prior to that, they really have done a great job of kind of bringing people back into the organization. They did such a nice job with, you know, Dwight Clark Day and honoring him, and that whole team came back. And, you know, a lot of the guys have been around, which is kind of something that was missing since, you know, Eddie kind of left the team and the Yorks took over. So it's been really nice to see that kind of regeneration of those relationships happen.
Jennifer Lee Chan with us here from the Bay Area, covers the Niners for NBC Sports. It's After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. What do you think was the rock bottom for the Niners over the last few years? Because it goes back not just from the first couple of years of Kyle Shanahan, but even to Chip Kelly, to Jim Tomsula, the end of the Harbaugh era. I mean, to you, what was the worst point?
I mean, those are some great choices. It's hard to pick which was the true bottom. You know, I think that it was hard, even though Harbaugh, his last year, they went 8-8. That was a tough locker room. I think the expectations were so high and the fall from grace was so quick and so fast. That might have been the most difficult year to cover. It was very challenging. And then after that, I think it was, you know, with Tom Sula and then Chip Kelly, I think there was an expectation that they wouldn't be as bad as they were, but they were really so bad. And then, you know, with Shanahan and Lynch coming in, I think that they knew that the expectations weren't going to be, you know, they were set up for the long haul. And to watch them kind of build this the last 2 years, and I've been, you know, it sounds so cliche, but I've talked about this a lot, is that the locker room that they've built, even though they were 0-9, and even though they've only won 10 games in the last 2 years, they were really a good group of guys to cover. They are always pleasant. While they obviously hate losing, there's never any backstabbing. There's never any finger pointing. You never see a guy come to the sidelines and throw his helmet. It's just not that group of guys. They support each other. They are so close. And I mean, you've got Emmanuel Sanders, who's a vet out there, telling people, yeah, I want to be a bully. I want to go out there and block for the run game. I mean, that's just unusual to see.
That's awesome. And Kyle Shanahan, this group, along with John Lynch, they've had to wait. They waited through Jimmy Garoppolo's injury. They had to get their own personnel in place. And now here he goes back to the Super Bowl a few years after that devastating loss when he was with the Falcons. What does he have to say about getting back to the Super Bowl and maybe learning from that experience?
Well, he actually said today that the biggest learning lesson from that game was not to get comfortable at all ever, especially when you've got someone like Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers on the other side. So the fact that they blew that lead in that game, you know, it wasn't the lesson about, you know, whether to run or throw on that fateful third down that everybody talks about. He said that's not even what the focus was. It was the fact that they let their foot off the gas and let the team come back in, losing that lead. He's never comfortable now. So even in the Green Bay game when they were up, you know, two scores in the fourth quarter, he felt mentally like they were tied and that they could come back and win at any moment. So that's kind of what his big lesson was from his first Super Bowl experience.
Jennifer Lee Chan covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area with us here After Hours on CBS Sports Radio. I feel like I've run out of ways to describe the defense, but how do you describe them, having seen them up close and personal for this year?
You know, at this point, the one word is complete. That defensive line is so powerful and so fast, and they're so well-skilled, and they can rotate, even though they've lost a couple players throughout the year. They're, you know, they've got Dee Ford back. It is complete on the front. You've got Quan Alexander, who fires everybody up behind them, and Fred Warner, who's done a fantastic job. Dre Greenlaw has made big plays. And then the secondary is really solid as well. You've got Richard Sherman out there. No one wants to throw his way. And, you know, the safeties are really strong. They're hard hitters. So, I mean, it's just from the front to the back of that defense, it is just completely solid.
The Nick Bosa edition has been amazing, and it's so much fun to watch. And I, you know, go back to that game a week ago where he appeared to be at least stunned, maybe got the wind knocked out of him. He's on the ground, and the crowd starts roaring and cheering and chanting his name. And he gets up, and he starts dancing, and it's like all of a sudden it never happened. And he's just – he seems like he brings so much energy and electricity. What's it been like to cover him in his rookie year?
He has been so much fun. And yeah, it was. He got the wind knocked out of him. The trainers told him to lay down. And once he heard his name getting chanted, he's like, I have to get up now. And then, yeah, he bounced to the sidelines. And all of us were like, what just happened? but he's one of those kind of unassuming guys. He's really kind of quiet and soft-spoken in the locker room. But, you know, they were playing Roddy Rich last night with the trophy being passed around in the locker room. And he was bouncing up and down with the rest of the guys. So, while he may seem quiet and kind of understated when he's, you know, on camera with the microphone in front of him, he gets down with the rest of the guys. So, I mean, that bond that they all have together is really solid.
How excited were they about Raheem Mostert, who has been cut by a half dozen teams, nearly didn't stick with the Niners, and then has a historical game on Sunday?
Yeah, he's one of those guys that they all respect. I mean, George Kittle says that he is a special teams cheat code. So, I mean, it's a guy who is, you know, so talented as a gunner. You know, it's hard to keep a guy on the roster just for special teams, but he's kind of one of those guys that has made a living out of it. So finally for, you know, him to get his opportunity. And you saw glimpses of it before he broke his arm last year. You know, he had some great runs and then just had that awful injury where he broke his arm landing on it. And he has come, you know, full circle and has taken advantage of every opportunity that he has been given and is just one of those, and you know, and that it speaks to the locker room, just a humble guy. Most of their, you know, you've got also Matt Breida, who's undrafted free agent. You've got a lot of guys, Kendrick Bourne, who, you know, have kind of eked out a living, you know, being kind of those guys that stand behind the backups, but then they go out there and make huge plays. Mm. So it's really just like a group effort. And, you know, if you can name any guy on the roster and you're like, oh yeah, that guy made a play that was, you know, a standout play 2 weeks ago. And each one of them has had their moment. It's really interesting.
So I have to tell you, my dad's whole side of the family, including my 97-year-old grandmother, are from Wisconsin. And so this was a tough game for them because they were all rooting for the Packers. Do you have any ties in your family to the Niners, people who are now really excited because they haven't seen it in such a long time?
My entire family are all Niners fans. They all live in the Bay Area, and they are so excited. Every time I post anything on social media, it's like my whole inbox fills up with messages. My family, yeah, it's pretty crazy. I have family members who have season tickets. My grandfather, before he passed, had season tickets back at Kezar, so over 60 years. So it delves deep into my DNA. And the entire family is really excited that this is finally happening again.
Yeah, it's been a long road, but here they are and they have a chance at yet another Super Bowl title, though it's not been for 25 years. You can follow Jennifer on Twitter at Jennifer Lee Chan. Covers the Niners for NBC Sports Bay Area. Was at the NFC Championship, and we appreciate your perspective. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me on.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.